Ms. Johns said the mass gathering protocols have been adjusted as the local COVID-19 numbers have been dwindling down. However, Ms. Johns is encouraging persons who wish to attend private events, Easter period events, or even Vinci Mass to get vaccinated in advance.
From our last update, we said that we're going to continue to give updates based on localized context. I know sometimes a lot of persons may look around and say, you know, this country's doing this, look at this is happening here. But we've always been very particular in terms of the protocols that we put in place and how relevant it is to our population, to our local context. So before, the mass gathering protocol under the SRNO stipulated that you had to be fully vaccinated, at least boosted, or if you were not boosted, a negative antigen test within 24 hours. But if you look at our cases, we could see that our cases have significantly declined. At the moment, I think from our last reading, because I can't say for today, from our last reading, there's no one hospitalized in those specific categories. But in light of that, the Health Services Subcommittee, we've decided that we are going to go back previous protocol that had worked for us as well, that says if you're fully vaccinated 2 weeks prior to the event, then you are eligible to attend. And so that is in place for persons who want to have private events, those persons who want to capitalize on the opportunity to have Easter events. I saw that CDC posted a teaser for their Vinci Mass last evening. So it also gives an opportunity for those persons as well who are not yet considered taking their vaccine and may want to participate in the activities to take hold of the opportunity.
Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, the Director of the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, Dr. Carissa Etienne, has attributed an increase in maternal mortality in the Americas, including the Caribbean, during the COVID-19 pandemic to lack of access to timely care and disruptions to prenatal services as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Antigua and Barbuda since the outbreak now stands at 7,499. Internationally, UK experts say they have found another life-saving drug that can help people ill with COVID. The anti-inflammatory baricitinib is normally used to treat rheumatoid arthritis. Trials suggest it can cut death risk by about a fifth in patients needing hospital care for severe COVID. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.